Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
Greetings in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. In truth he is risen. Christos voskresis. Vaisi voskresis. Christos anestis. Alistos anestis. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Welcome. This is Veronica Hughes, your host for Pearls of Great Price. And it's been a while since I have recorded a podcast. I apologize for keeping those of you that were waiting for another podcast about stillness and inner peace. Forgive me, I had a terrible flu that I contracted the weekend before the cross, the weekend of the cross. It was a week before the week of the cross, I contracted this awful flu. And as the week went on, the flu began to affect my brain. Now, I have no other experiences other than my own about this, and neither do the doctors in my area, but the flu I had began to cause me intense hallucinations, and they went on for about 8 to 10 days. I had little sleep during that time, and I went to the hospital twice. Doctors had no idea what was causing my distress. I'm telling you in retrospect that it was the flu, but at the time they didn't know. I went under all kinds of tests, none of which helped to indicate what was causing my altered mental status. That's what they gave as a term for my affliction, altered mental status, which I thought was very useful, actually. It was very non-judgmental, and it was really what was happening. Even though when my husband brought me in to the hospital the second time, when they finally did find out it was the flu and gave me antiviral medicine and an IV, and also they gave me something to help calm me down and allow me to sleep so they could do tests, then when I woke up at 3 the next morning and was somewhat myself again, but I was back. Glory to God for all things. Then we knew, as that day went on and the hallucinations were fading and fading, that it had been the flu that had caused my brain to be so altered. So I am very happy to be back here and back into my life. And had it not been for the grace of God, the sacraments of the church, my husband's support, and the prayers of many people, I'm not sure I would be here today in my right mind. So glory to God for all things. It's taken me a while to recover myself, at least a month after I came back from the hospital. And I am so thankful to be well and back in my life again and celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. I did make it to Pascha, and it was one of the most profound Paschas in my life. Therefore, I thought I would draw on our dear saints to discuss how we can maintain and guard the sanctity and peace of our souls in times of distress. My husband strove during our battle with the flu that was affecting me, and I think a large amount of my distress initially was that the demons were affecting me as well in this process. So my husband really strove to keep me positive, even in the face of my altered mental status, by continually saying to me, God is good. God brings good from everything. Glory to God for all things. And these simple phrases became one of my anchors while I waited for God to heal me. And it is thanks to the sacraments of the church, because when I started entering into the hallucinations, I had no idea what was going on. I thought maybe it was a medication I was taking, so I eliminated the one I thought it might be, but that didn't change anything. And so we called our priest to come and give me confession. I think I gave one of the most profound, deep confessions of my life, because I was in earnest wanting to get to the bottom of this. And if it was demonically influenced in any way, I wanted to remove that. And then I used other tools of the church. I had my husband anoint my body completely from one inch to another with holy oil. I drank a lot of holy water. I can laugh at this now, but you know, I seriously wanted to do anything I could to stop what was going on, because I had been to the emergency and they didn't say, they couldn't do anything for me. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go turn to the church. And so then after that, and then receiving communion later that night from our priest, I began to calm down. The fear went away. And my husband said I began to become more childlike and have a simpleness of heart. And he just kept me positive by saying, God is good. God brings good out of everything. Glory to God for all things. And so for the next 5 days, that's what kept both of us going, until we took me back to the hospital and they could figure out what was causing my distress. So, we have people all over the world suffering for Christ right now, and I'm sure that their distress is something that they struggle with day in and day out, being persecuted for Christ's sake. And then there's some of us who are falling into despair because we're moving away from Pascha. It's such a glorious time, even though we're moving towards the Ascension and Pentecost. It is a challenge to re-enter the fallen world after we've had a very deep experience during Pascha and Lent. So how do we deal with these very challenging experiences? Well, my resources to help us to answer this question are going to be St. Seraphim of Sarov, St. Nikolai Vilimirovic from the prologue, and a small passage from the Gospel of John. So let's start with St. Seraphim of Sarov. We must endeavor by every means to keep peace of soul. Do not be troubled by the insults of men. It is necessary at all costs to restrain oneself from anger, and by watchfulness over oneself to keep the mind and heart from vain movement. And that's where those phrases, glory to God for all things, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, when we feel those vain movements taking us into fear and anger and away from our Lord, that's when we need to be saying those things. That was my insertion there. This is Veronica. Back to St. Seraphim of Sarov. For the guarding of peace of soul, it is also necessary to flee from judging others. By non-judgment and silence, peace of soul is preserved. When a man attains to such a state, he receives divine revelation. For a man to be able to keep himself from judging others, he must be vigilant over himself. He must not dare to receive vain thoughts from another, and must be as one dead before all that is in this world. We must tirelessly keep our hearts from vain thoughts and impressions. Proverbs 4:23. By constant watchfulness over the heart, a purity of heart is born in which God is seen, according to the words of eternal truths. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. Again, that was from St. Seraphim of Sarov. So I'm just going to say the last quote. By constant watchfulness over the heart, a purity of heart is born, in which God is seen, according to the words of eternal truths. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We spent all of Lent, this is Veronica now, practicing watchfulness over the heart. Now we are asked to continue our watchfulness in the spirit of the resurrection. How do we do that? This is what St. Nikolai Vilimirovic has to say about the fears that can assail us. Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. Revelation 1:17-18. Thus says the Lord Jesus to his beloved disciple John on the island of Patmos. Fear not what? Fear not the persecution of the church by pagans. Fear not the torturers who martyr my faithful on all sides. Fear not kings who raise up persecution against the Christians. Fear not the successors of chief men of this world who ridicule my humiliation and my death. Fear not the demons who bind men by the passions so that they do not see the truth that I brought on earth. Fear nothing. Christ is risen. That's me, Veronica. I'm sure St. Nikolai would be very happy I said that there. Back to St. Nikolai. Lord, how do I fear not? When the whole world gathers to ridicule us to our faces, small in number and unretaliating as we are, how can we fear not? Fear not, for I am the first and the last, Alpha and Omega, and all those armies of mockers against you are nothing but a transient whirlwind of corpses. I am from before time began. I am after time ends. Before the beginning of all and after the fulfillment of all things created, I am. And they that are all shut up in one span of time, which I have measured out to every creature, and beyond that span, they cannot exist. Veronica again, let us rejoice at this. Christ is risen. Christos voskresti. Fear not, for I was dead, and behold, I am alive. Do not even fear death. I am before death and after death. Death is my servant, and I sent death into the world to serve me. I gave myself to my servant's hands for 3 days. Then I commanded him to let me go. Behold, I am alive. I am the ruler of death as of life. I am the ruler of time as of eternity. Fear not. I am alive forevermore, and you will be alive with me, you and all who remain faithful to me and are unafraid to be alive with me. I am Alpha and Omega. O eternal and immortal Lord, grant that these thy words may ever sound in the souls of thy faithful people whenever persecution rises up against thy holy church. And as Veronica, I'm going to add, and when it rises up within us personally, whether from someone judging us or from an illness or from judging ourselves. And let us not fear, back to St. Nikolai now, let us not fear being held by the right hand of God. And I felt that through my whole experience. I was held by the right hand of God. To thee be glory and praise forever. Amen. And this was from St. Nikolai Vilimirovic, the prologue, March 21st. And that was about, probably about 2 weeks that I read this after my experience. Christ is risen. Let us pray to our risen Lord to deliver us. The resurrection is our life, and it is what brings life to us. And so now I'm going to read this short but very powerful passage from St. John that Jesus spake. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. This is John 8:12. So he said, I am the light of life. You shall have the light of life. So on those words, I'm going to say Christ is risen again and encourage all of you that are feeling a little downhearted right now to go and chant some of the hymns from the resurrection of our Lord. And for those of you that would like to download a copy of this podcast, it won't include all my personal commentary about my illness, but it will contain the quotes and some of my personal commentary. You can go to my author's website, Pearl of Great Price, Orthodox.com. So that's Pearl of Great Price, Orthodox.com, and click on the navigation button for my blog. Thank you all for joining me, and may you have a blessed completion of the Paschal season, a glorious experience of Ascension and Pentecost. Christ is risen. Christos voskresi. Alistos anesti. All right. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.